What's up?
I'm so glad you decided to tune in to this episode of Entertainology. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and first and foremost, welcome. For those of you who are new here, I'm a teenage singer, songwriter, actress, author, podcaster, and poet. If you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it. So on today's episode, I wanted to talk about college auditions and the process and what that means to different people. So here we are talking to a college auditionee, Maddie. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you. So first and foremost, what made you decide to go through the college audition process?
Well, I knew it was going to be really hard, but being a music educator is really what I want to be. So if that's what the process that I had to go through, then I was willing to go through it.
Absolutely. So for those who may not be familiar, can you walk us through how the audition process works?
Yeah, of course. So how I like to explain it to people that aren't auditioning for colleges, you basically apply twice. So you have to apply to the college and then you also have to audition there. So you always start by applying to the college. You have to do everything, whether you do it through Common App or an outside resource, you have to apply to the college first. And then you'll go into the website separately and you'll schedule your audition. And based on what you're auditioning for, whether like me, music, or if you're an actor, if you do design or you do art, something like that, you'll have to schedule an audition. And then you'll go from there. Each school is different from what I've experienced. Each school has its own like rules and everything. So you'll just be able to go through their own individual audition process.
That's awesome. So are you mentioned music education. Are you looking more towards vocal, instruments, a combination? Yeah.
So I want to be a choral teacher. I'm going to teach music to people to sing. But it's funny because when you go to get a music education degree, you'll actually be qualified to teach anything music. So when I get out of college, I'll be able to teach a band if I wanted, a music theory class, something like that. But for right now, my focus is choral education.
Which we both love to sing here, so of course, such an awesome skill to be able to teach other people about something you're so passionate about. So what effect, like you mentioned earlier, this is a pretty hard process. What effect has the process had on you mentally?
I've definitely learned to just relax and have fun when performing. Performing is, I mean, you would know really well, performing can be nerve-wracking. Performing can be so nerve-wracking. But when you go through the audition process and you audition multiple times, you slowly get to let go and really enjoy the process. So while I audition and I sing, I'm super nervous, but then I get in the room and I kind of find myself. And now auditioning is exciting. Auditioning is super exciting to me now because now I get to go and I get to sing in front of people. So my mental state when auditioning beforehand was super, I don't want to do it, super nervous. But now every time that I get an audition, I'm super excited and it's an opportunity for me now. So I'm much more confident in my auditioning skills and my mental space there.
Absolutely. The mindset switch is really important. And for listeners who may not know you, you also participate in theater. So really that thick skin is super duper important, especially when it's a show that you might not be super comfortable in and you just grow to love your role. I remember talking to you about having both done Shrek, which is a heck of a musical.
Oh my God.
Vocally, and when you tell your friends, oh, I'm in a production of Shrek the musical, you get these sideways looks.
Yeah. It's when you say Shrek the musical, that's not what they expect to hear.
No, it's not. And granted, there's a lot of musicals like that. Hello, Cats. But,
oh my God.
My school currently is working on a production of Urinetown.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, you build up this thick skin, and while again, it's my senior show. I originally found out and I was not thrilled. But as you learn and develop that thick skin and you change your mindset, I've actually started picking songs that I actually like and really changing that mindset and turning it into the fun experience that performing really is.
You're 100% right. And this is so funny because my school this year, we're doing Pippin, and we have a huge, heavy girl theater department. We have maybe two boys in it that sing a tenor bass vocal line. Mm-hmm. So everyone was super not too thrilled. But now our show is March 15th through 17th. So we're kind of like halfway there. And I've slowly started to love it. I'm honestly in love with this show, the songs, the music, the acting, mm-hmm. the message of it. You're 100% right. It, like, you don't expect things at first to love them, but then once you're really involved in it, your mental space just totally mm-hmm. changes. And now I love it. I'm super excited to put on that production.
Yeah, and especially the company really comes together to, like, put that show together, regardless of whether or not they're interested in the show at first. And that's something. So our vocals are done by one of our choral teachers at the school. And seeing how, even when we don't want to sing some of these songs, seeing how
that's so real, uh-huh.
seeing how she pulls us all together is really so inspiring. So much patience she must have to be able to deal with that. So how many schools have you auditioned for?
I've auditioned, I'm pretty sure six or seven. A big thing that I've learned through this is that you don't want to be too overambitious because in all honesty, I think I applied to seven or eight schools, but I only auditioned at, I think, six. So, like, you kind of start out like, oh, I need to audition everywhere mm-hmm. because I'm, like, nervous. But I only ended up auditioning at, actually, I think, six schools.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially for performing. You want to give yourself options, but you don't want to be too spread out.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Audition season is hard. Auditioning is a really tough process. You don't want to spread yourself thin. You gotta be confident in yourself. You mm-hmm. don't have to audition at 30 schools just because everyone else is doing it. You can audition at two or three, and that's totally fine. You don't have to spread yourself so thin.
Absolutely. So, obviously, being that your major is music education, and that's what you want to pursue, was performing in college always a priority to you, or was it just going to be, I want to teach and I'll just perform on the side?
Performance is a really big important thing to me in college, especially if I want to, in the future, teach people to sing, because I feel like a part of teaching music, vocally at least, is also about performing. So I think the opportunities to perform in college are really important to me so I can learn and then furthermore teach my hopefully future students, to perform well, just like I got to experience in college. So I think that definitely is important to me to perform as well as learn to teach.
Mm-hmm. And if you could vocally direct any show, specifically at a high school level, what would it be?
Oh my God.
I know there's a lot of options.
Oh my God, that's such a hard question. Oh my God. I really would love to do vocals for Sweeney Todd. Sweeney Todd's ensemble. I know that it's not a huge ensemble show, there's a lot of like very solo moments, but what like finale, like mm-hmm. oh my God, the ensemble and finale is one of the best sounding ensembles of Broadway I've ever heard. So that would be so great. Another one which you'll be able to relate to, Legally Blonde, is such a fun show. So fun. And the vocals for that show are also crazy. So
absolutely.
So fun.
It's such a great show too, because it highlights different vocal parts. Not as much with, like, the ensemble, but even, like, throughout the principals, it highlights so many different vocal parts. That's one of my favorite shows I've ever participated in.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And it's so upbeat. I love upbeat. I feel like a really big issue with, like, choral music is that it's, some people always think it has to be, like, slow and, like, dragging and all that, but, like, mm-hmm. Like, a lot of choral music is really upbeat, and Legally Blonde reminds me a lot of, like, really fast, upbeat. Like, I've had to do some conducting stuff in high school for, like, my teacher and everything, and one time I just did for fun, I was trying to conduct, I think, one of the reprises, and, yeah, Legally Blonde reprise, and it was so fast. And the talent that goes into singing that, any school has to have some talent to go into singing that kind of ensemble number.
Absolutely. So, as opposed to vocally directing, if you could sing vocals for, well, obviously not all the vocals, but...
I'll sing all the parts. I can do it.
She's a baritone.
I was born with 4 sets of vocal cords. Can sing every voice part.
I love it. If you could sing for any show, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. These are such hard questions. Oh my goodness. It's like every, like, theater kid's, like, dream to, like, pick a show and just do it.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. I really, singing wise, honestly, I'm going to tell you, singing wise, have you ever heard of the show, Ride the Cyclone?
Of course.
So for people that have seen that show, it's not an ensemble show. But if I just so happen to be born with 4 sets of vocal cords and could sing every character, that show has such a special place in my heart. I love that show. So if I could really, like, sing anything, any show, that show, 100%. Any role of that show.
Yeah. I have to say, if I had 4 sets of vocal cords and I could sing simultaneously with myself, it would have to be Moulin Rouge.
Oh my god!
Especially... as they've become more popular, jukebox musicals often get overlooked within the community because of this, like, perceived lack of originality. But I think, especially from a vocal standpoint and a, like, music, understanding the music standpoint, even though we've grown up with a lot of these songs, listening to them in a different key or mashed up with a song you would never have imagined. I personally never imagined Rolling in the Deep by Adele and Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. But I think that's such... If I were interested in vocal direction, that would be a show I would love to teach, just because of how... it's so reminiscent of theater and how all these different parts come together. And that's just personally one of my favorite shows, but...
I wish I could have seen it. I've seen songs and clips, but I've never seen the full show. Oh my god. But it looks amazing. Great. And no, I agree with you. The whole jukebox musical thing, people get upset. They're like, oh, just music we've heard before. But, like, it's a total different standard of music.
And it's a totally different story. That, yeah. I also love. Like, I'm a huge Mamma Mia fan. I don't think you can not be. but... even for shows that are classic, that some people think are overdone, like Wicked. Wicked is timeless. So is Phantom of the Opera. And I think like, I can't wait years in the future to be like, oh, Maddie, who was on my podcast, she's now directing this, this, and this. And it's some show that we've talked about that love to do. And I think so many of these shows, yeah, some songs might be overdone. Yeah, some songs might be stuck in your head. But it's because they're so good. Even, like, when they're turned into movies, I just...
Yes, you're so... Oh, my gosh, you're so right, because everybody gets upset. They're like, oh, it's ruining the Broadway show. You're putting it to a movie. But, like, when you put it into a movie, you can literally watch a Broadway show at home. I mean, sometimes, like, are the casting decisions a little weird? Sometimes, but it's Hollywood. It happens. Yeah. So... But I agree with you, especially when they make it into movies. It makes me happy to see, like, that representation in, like, the big screen and in the movie theater, and everyone gets to watch it.
Absolutely. And I think particularly music education, what I feel like a lot of people don't realize is how it spreads to different subjects in school also. Like, for my literature class, for an independent reading project, I'm focusing on a Broadway play. And even though it's a play, there's strategic placement of music throughout. And the education of how that music works and that theory behind it, but also having seen it and knowing how it's performed, helps me shed light on a whole new context of the story. And I think as music education becomes more common in different levels of schooling, I think it's even more important to continue with that because it's so helpful to all different aspects of your life.
Yeah, music education is so important. And I see so many kids, especially in my school, music education is like, people don't really consider it like super, super important in multiple aspects. Like how you were explaining, like teaching music and understanding music is such an important part of like versatility in education. Like, it's so vital for especially someone at the high school level. Music can unlock so many things, and it's so sad that people are like, oh, I'm not gonna go into music education, it's not that important. But like, it is. You find it in so many different aspects of your life. You find music everywhere. You find music everywhere, and it's so important that we have people that can teach you that can teach you the specific time, the specific rhythm, the specific chord, there's so many different details about music. Like you see how I'm like rambling, like this, yes. This is why. Like, this is exactly why I know what I want to do. Because there are people out there that feel this way. And it's important that other people get to understand that, because I didn't always feel this way. Mm-hmm. It was because of the music educators I've had in my life that have taught me this, that have shown me this, and that have inspired me to become that person and teach another little person in high school to become a music educator, and the line just keeps going.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited I got to talk to you about this. Thank you so, so much. And thank you, dear listener. I hope you enjoyed, and that is all for today. Signing off.